Hey, how you doing? It's Johnny, and I'd like to say hello. How you doing? And I hope you've been really good since the last time I spoke to you. This isn't what's happened since the last time I talked to you. I just thought I'd mention that I've got a funny, I've had a funny throat the last couple of weeks, so I've sorted that now. I think just about. It's still a bit croaky. I still have lots of gack in the morning when I wake up. Lots of gack and lots of gunk in there. So yeah. Been not so bad. Last time I talked to you, I had lots of stuff going on, and I just not really been had a chance to have a chat with you. So I send out my condolences to Sandy Martin's family and friends after his death on Thursday. Now, I didn't know him personally, but I have friends who do know him very well. He did actually play a huge part in their lives. He was responsible for my radio debut, believe it or not, at the ripe age of 3. Apparently, I grabbed the microphone and said, "I'm Jonathan and I'm 3 and a half." But yeah, I listened to him on GWR quite a lot of the time back in the olden days. And he played a part of my life on the radio along the way that has influenced me and inspired me. So I just want to say thank you for that. And all my wishes go out to his family and friends. So it's sticking on with the Swindon vibe that's going down at the moment. Patchwork floor in Swindon at the moment. In one place, you've got, like I said in the last messages, you've got like this huge place where all of the chavs watch telly. And you can see where people have had fights, from where all the big blood patches on the floor, or when someone spewed up some milkshake from McDonald's or something. And I just noticed that it is quite patchworky in some places, because on one side you've got the floor they put down in 1990 or 1994 or something, where it's all like orange with some bits on it, and then they've like tried to fill some of the new floor, which has got blood and death all over it, with some of the old floor because they run out of the new floor. And where they were going to pave the rest of town, they've just decided, well, actually, we'll leave it like this for now because we're a bit skint. So they've left parts of it all a bit patchworky. So, yeah, I noticed that when I was waiting for meals a couple of weeks ago. Outside a shop that didn't have anything in it besides from two men and a table. And I thought, what the hell is that? Now, since then, it's been changed into a card shop. Not a card shop as in, like happy birthday, mum. Happy New Year, Mr. Venables. It's more them cards you get what's got an angry man face on it, and it's like 58 points for Warlock Man. And then you win by some sort of like thing, like Warlock Man has like got big fists that punch through other people's faces and kills them dead, and that means that he wins whoever he's battling. I don't know, something like that, right? If you don't know what I mean, then give me a Facebook message, that's fine. So that's kind of what's there now. It's near the tent market. And also, when I realised that no one was actually watching the big telly, but it was raining, and Chris Moyles was on as well. So, Chris Moyles actually, I don't know, actually. I watched the comic relief thing the other day. I watched a bit of it, and it was quite good. I didn't put any money in there. You know, like, when you say, oh, you watch comic relief and you feel guilty and stuff. Well, I didn't do that. But what I did do was pay for someone's fingers to get painted. They only wanted 20p, so I gave them a quid. So technically, I've done my bit for that charity, so I could have watched the comic relief thing without issue. But I didn't, because I completely forgot about it, so I didn't watch it. Moving swiftly on, Facebook. I'm kind of winding down on Facebook. The best word to use are there's some Facebook knobheads, okay? I've got, first off, this huge issue of being invited into groups that I don't like. Okay, now, I know I've got a friend and he does, like, all sorts of dancing classes, which is fine, right? If he wants to invite me to the event once, that's fine, right? But when people invite me to something every week, or when people invite me into a group that's totally not me, baby, right? What's the point? Why am I being invited in it? Why aren't I being asked? Okay, why aren't I being asked on what group I would like to join? If I was to join a group like that mini group that where you've got a mini car and you join their group because you're, or a Beetle car, like a Volkswagen group or something, right? That is something that you sign your name on, or something you've thrusted yourself into because you enjoy it. Okay, now I don't want to be thrusted into a group called flower pickers because I don't enjoy picking flowers and it's illegal.